My father, Bob Trone, has been catching and smoking mullet at his home on the Manatee River in Palmetto for more than a quarter century. When our extended family all congregate there at Christmas time, there's always enough smoked mullet to eat and to give away to friends. I decided to follow my father around the dock one weekend to see how it's done. Mullet are vegetarians. It's harder to catch them with a fishing pole because they don't really eat shrimp or little fish. So most people use a cast net to catch them, and it takes a lot of practice. My father's been at it for a long time.
I do it every weekend, done it every weekend for 25 years. I've finally become adept at it.
The cast net is 12 feet around, and it's got a fringe of lead weights all the way around it. Dad puts an edge of it in his mouth, and then he drapes four or five drapes over his shoulder. Then he flings it like a frisbee out onto the water, the weight pulling the rest of it off of his shoulder and out onto the water. And then when he pulls it through a rope in its center, the weights close in around the fish beneath them.
That's a mullet. That's a mullet. A lot of mullet. These get stuck in the net.
How did you know there was mullet there?
I saw him moving on the bottom.
He can spend hours out on the dock watching the water and waiting for a fish to jump. I've come to realize that he shows enormous patience when he's doing this. He seems to enjoy the waiting as much as the catch. My father's friends love his smoked mullet. If the fish are too small to smoke, he fries them. He fillets them, dips them in cornmeal, and fries them. The ones that are big enough, he smokes. He burns mangrove driftwood in an old Weber grill.
Citrus wood is good smoked wood. But this is the best. Wood is a secret seasoning.
He smokes the fish anywhere from 2 to 4 hours.
That one is about ready.
How do you know when it's ready?
I just know when they look good to me.
That's Bob Trone, my father, giving me some insight into how he makes such delicious smoked mullet. His friends are still putting in their requests for a sample, as they have been doing for years. He'll just set it on a paper plate, wrap it in plastic, and it's a Christmas present, and not one you'd be likely to get up north. That's my Florida holiday. I'm Robin Sussingham.